There will be some give and take as Cerritos prepares to tighten its financial belt for the summer semester, though there will not be any courses cut, but a hike in tuition fees will make up for funding cuts due to the state's struggling economy. Staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
No new classes will be cut from the summer semester of 2012 at Cerritos College. There will, however, be a tuition increase taking effect during the summer. Cerritos College President Linda Lacey believes that the tuition increase will not affect the student enrollment for the summer semester.
It's hard to say. Traditionally, when enrollment fees go up, that does affect it, but we've had such a demand for student enrollment. I don't think it's going to affect enrollment. I believe we'll have very full classes. We've been trying to warn students that this was coming. You know, that's the state imposes our fees on us. That's not a self-imposed, college-imposed fee. And it was supposed to take effect in January, and the legislature removed that and made it effective in summer. So I think we've had time for students to prepare.
Auto body collision repair major Damasio Villalobos says he is affected by the increase because
I used to be full-time, but now since I wanted to get full-time, it's more money, and I also need money to pay bills.
Lacey explained how the tuition increase affects Cerritos College.
We receive an allocation from the state. All the enrollment fees that we collect, we send to the state, okay? So if we receive more revenue, then theoretically, it's supposed to help protect our budget. When the state gives us our budget, enrollment fees and property fees are the two main criteria that we, then a basic allocation are what the revenue sources for colleges are. So theoretically it could. We found already that the enrollment fees have not helped us this year because they're not being collected because of the number of students on the bog waiver.
Political science major Jonathan Corella is another student affected by tuition increase.
I might not be able to. Because
of rising costs. The tuition increase does not affect all students.
Approximately 70% or more of our students receive the BOG waiver, which pays the enrollment fees anyway for students, so it will have absolutely no effect on the students that receive the BOG waiver.
She offered advice to students who are enrolling at Cerritos College.
When you get in a class, and if you've had to pay for it with the additional fee, or if you're on the BOG waiver, make sure you do everything you can to be successful in that class. That means seeking additional tutoring, help from your instructor, going to the office hours, because when students withdraw or fail a course and then have to repeat it, not only is it harmful for them, but it's also harmful for other students that need that seat.
The summer semester schedule is now available to students online. For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.